You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Alex Lawton, co-founder of Chitter, a mobile technology that is changing the face of marketing and advertising. Alex, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks, Eric.
Yeah, you're welcome. So tell me a little bit about Chitter and how you got involved.
Yeah, so Chitter's a mobile application, but it's really developed into much, much more than that. And it empowers end users to post their content and get rewarded for it, whether it's at a local business, at an online retailer, or walking into their favorite store. Be it a brand like Target, that's an affiliate that we started working with. And we're also doing some really cool things with our e-commerce platform. Coming up on the holidays here, it's important that people are able to save online, and we're on a mission to make sure they can do that. In terms of how I got involved, we've got a really cool story. It's somewhat serendipitous. My partner, Seth Knapp, I played college football with him. He came to me about a year and a half ago with this really cool idea. We always wanted to work together. I had just moved back to Milwaukee. And now here we are, November, a year after we launched the product, and we're still going strong.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. What is the biggest mistake you see entrepreneurs make when they are building their networks?
That's an awesome question, and it's something that I used to do. And you see a lot of younger people doing this. When you go to a networking event or you're out and about, don't try and sell people on something. Get a conversation going. Get to know them. Get to know what they're looking for. Be passionate. Be genuine. You know, if I wanted to go to a networking event, a lot of times you're going to run into somebody that's trying to give you their real estate card or their insurance card and sell you something. You're not going to build quality connections that way. Instead, try and add value. Make introductions. Be the person that they need, because at the end of the day, that's where you're going to get the referrals that make sense for you, because it's the person that might not be able to do direct business with you that's going to tee something up for you that'll make you a lot of money.
What changes do you make when transitioning into startup sales? Is it that much different than normal sales?
It's not that much different, but there is something you have to do. You have to be able to negotiate. And what I mean by negotiate, when you're dealing with someone as a startup, they immediately think, hey, I can get this half off, or I can get this at a discount. Because a lot of times, especially in the tech world, a startup, they need the revenues. So you really have to bone up on your negotiation skills. And something else that I think you need to be able to do is prospect, an outbound prospect, and set up some marketing channels. Because a lot of times when you go into a startup, they're not always going to have that VP of sales type person. You're not going to have systems. You're on your own. You have to do a lot of that work.
Interesting information there. Today we're joined by Alex Lawton, co-founder of Chitter, a mobile technology that is changing the face of marketing and advertising, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Alex, what methods of lead generation do you use at Chitter? Any tips in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an awesome question. And the really cool thing about what my partner Seth and I are doing, we do a little bit of both. He's more of the inbound marketing guy. He uses a lot of blogs and content and Twitter lead generation techniques that have worked fantastically for him. I'm a little bit more old school, pick up the phone, cold call, send those emails, outbound prospecting. And something that I've found is a lot of startup entrepreneurs, they're afraid to reach out to that C-level executive because they think, well, if I shoot them a LinkedIn message or I send them a direct email, I'm just not going to hear back from them. But I've found with outbound marketing, let's say you send 200 emails, maybe you'll hear back from 10 to 15 of those C-level executives, and it's really nothing venture, nothing gain. And for you to save some time, maybe set up an internship program so that you're not spending all that time sending those emails. But I really believe that as much as inbound marketing is all the rage right now, outbound prospecting is still incredibly, incredibly valuable. And a lot of people have built billion-dollar businesses doing that.
And lastly, any sales advice you could give your fellow startup entrepreneurs listening in today, we would really appreciate it.
Yeah, somebody that I like to follow and that I've learned a lot from is a man named Aaron Ross. And what he's done is he's built a lot of his business on predictive lead flow and predictive revenues. And the one thing when I talked about before, being able to reach out to those C-level executives, if you keep your messaging really, really simple in an email, let's say less than a paragraph, you actually have a lot higher conversion rates. So the old adage of keep it simple, stupid, make sure that people are taking a look at it, you're driving them to the content that you want to drive them to, you're going to see a lot more conversions. And then also, tell a great story. If you tell a great story, people are going to buy from you a lot more, simply because of the fact that there's a ton of products out there that are somewhat similar or spot on exactly what you're doing. And the easiest way to differentiate is you.
Well, that's some great information there and great tips shared along the way. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Chitter online if they haven't already been aware of what Chitter is about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest way to find us is to just go to getchitter.com. That's GETCHITTER.com. And on there, you'll find all sorts of links to the different products that we have. You'll find a ton of great information on our mobile application and all the links to our social sites.
It's getchitter.com. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate your joining us on the show.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
You bet. We've been speaking with Alex Lawton, co-founder of Chitter, a mobile technology that is certainly changing the face of marketing and advertising. And once again, the website of reference is getchitter.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the PN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.